Old Marie, October 1805. Dorchen hurried through the gate in the wall and into the garden. A cobbled path led between wide beds, overflowing with herbs. An old holly tree filled one corner, its branches weighed down with berries. Their servant, Old Marie, always picked holly at Christmas time and put it on the mantelpiece in the kitchen, though if Herr Wild had known, he would have ordered her to throw it on the fire. Dorchen's father thought such things pagan nonsense. The only reason holly grew in his garden was because it was a useful herb in winter, when most others were dead. Holly leaves relieved fever and rheumatism, and the powdered berries would purge a blocked bowel. At the back of the garden were the stables and sheds. Apple trees were espaliered against the south-facing wall. As Dorchen hurried up the path, her boots bruised the thyme and hyssop and sage that spilt over the cobbles, releasing their scents into the night air. Light illuminated a narrow window on one side of the kitchen door. Dorchen peeked through. Inside, Old Marie was busy at the fireplace. She was called that by everyone, to differentiate her from Dorchen's youngest sister, who was called Little Marie or Mia. Old Marie was a stout woman in her late 50s, with round cheeks rosy and wrinkled as a winter apple. She wore a coarse calico apron over her brown stuff dress, and a white cap that covered most of her grey-streaked hair. Dorchen opened the door and slipped into the kitchen, a blast of hot air hitting her chilled cheeks. Mozart the starling swooped down to land on her shoulder, trilling a welcome. His dark wings were all starred with white, like snowflakes. "Good boy," Dorchen said, and stroked his head with her knuckle. "Good boy," Mozart repeated. He was named after the composer, who had had a pet starling who'd learnt to whistle the last movement of his piano concerto in G. Although Old Marie's starling had never mastered a concerto, he had many words and sounds and songs, and chattered away all day long in a most endearing way.
"Dorchen, sweetling, where have you been?" Old